evening, everyone. You've tuned in to Radiance by Design. My name is Veronica Entwistle. What's your name? I hope you're going to call in tonight and tell me. This is a show about you. This is a show about what it takes to radiate consciously into the collective, onto the planet, and to actually, I would say it another way. I'd say to be a contributor, you're someone who lifts your frequency and sends the possibility of change ahead with you, because this is a time of rapid change. Who was it? It was C.J. Kallman who was talking about 2012, and he was saying that, or maybe it was Barbara Hand Clow, we're talking about how the vibrational speed-up is very intense, but it's going to be 20 times as intense during 2011, and we're embarking on 2011 right now. Now, the advantage is that when you're thinking, intending, focusing, releasing, loving yourself, and so on, you can actually create very, very swiftly when the frequencies are up. But also, if you're stifling and holding things back, and I guess it was Linda Sherman on Paradigm Shifters, who's an astrologer, and she was saying we're entering an astrological time, and it's going to last a long time, of experiencing the consequences of whatever it is you're holding in inside. So like if you're denying yourself or lying to yourself or being deceptive in any way, shape, or form, we're going to be called up on the carpet of ourselves and our life and how it unrolls before us. Oh my, that sounds like a threat. It doesn't have to be a threat because the other side of consequence is advantage, isn't it? The other side of consequence is recognition of what it is you're intending and creating. I'd like to think we could make it a very smooth ride, but I think the challenges are hot and heavy for the whole collective these days, and for us to be activated, to raise our voices, and to speak of honor and peace and honesty and so on. I think that's really also being called forward. What do you think? So I hope you're going to call tonight, and we're going to talk a lot tonight about creating our reality. We're going to be doing some meditations about that. I love to do the structures meditation that my guides and angels taught me. I love to do the radiant meditations that Jonathan Goldman shared with us recently, and also that I used to use about 10 years ago on KNRY, so I guess they're not brand new. And we're going to do some work on some of you who are hiding from me and don't want to phone in because you're shy. But we get to see your energy fields and what you're holding back right now and what kind of blocks we might be able to shift. So let's start off with the meditation together. And then at the end of the meditation, you're welcome to call in. I'll give the numbers, but you also know they're right on the shining, smiling face of your computer. All right. Take a deep breath. Good. Another one changes the tension, doesn't it? Good. And now let's call in above your head about 2 miles, 2 to 4 miles, a golden ball, a beautiful, bright golden ball. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And drop a filament of light, bright, bright, bright gold light from the upper golden ball, down through your spine and into the lower golden ball. I already feel buzzy when I do that. What do you feel like? And now from the upper golden ball, drop a four-sided pyramid to about waist height, and then upside down to meet point to point, meet the pyramid, another four-sided pyramid, and its point touches the lower golden ball. So when the two pyramids meet, you have an eight-sided figure we call the octahedron. Now inside of the octahedron, create a crystal ball, a beautiful, radiant crystal ball. And inside of that, you're in a star tetrahedron that's like a three-dimensional Star of David. Can you feel the energy of that? And now have that star tetrahedron in which you are. Spin and spin and spin. Pretend we're at the fair. I always get dizzy when I do this one. And whilst you're spinning, look ahead of you, and there's a big magical screen in front of you. And we're going to put movies. Our mind is going to create movies of what it is we want to create and design up on the screen. And the first one is you with yourself. What would you like to become? What is it you'd like for yourself right now? I always want to be very multidimensional and come from the heart. So I'm not always capable of being either of those, but I'm working on it, and this is a great place to do it. What is it you would like to become? Now see yourself up on that screen and see yourself being in that mode that you want to design for yourself. You can actually feel it. And when you feel you've accomplished that, wrap yourself in light and move to the next vision for the next movie, which will be about something that you want to create in your life. What is it you'd like to create? Well, a lot of you know I'm wanting to create a television series, so I'm putting that in there. And see yourself with your wonderful plan. Some of you might be creating home and family and relationship and stability. It doesn't matter what it is, a book, a movie, a trip. It doesn't matter. Of course it matters to you, but you know what I mean. All right, go ahead and see all the resources coming to actually create what it is you want to create and design. See the resources coming to you, not just finances, but the people and the places, the design, the moolah, all of it coming, and see it coming up very successfully. Yes, and that the goal that you have in mind is also being reached, because we always have a motivation and intention with what we're creating. And once you feel like you've created it in your vision, then just enjoy it. See yourself smiling and appreciating it. Good. Little thank you, thank you, thank you, huh? And now let's create the Galactic Healing Center and call in your team. You've got an invisible team of healers and have them circle around the healing table that's there. And the first person that comes to the healing table is you. So see yourself lying on that wonderful healing table. And you might have an ache or pain or a disease or something that you want dealt with, so you'll focus on that. But I think what I'm going to do is just lie there and say what it is. What is it that you would want to help me with at this time? Look after me. You just decide what you like. Good, and see what they do for you or feel what they do for you. Good. You want to experience it, don't you? Good work. And now ask if there's any advice for you that could help you feel better, evolve, release old programs, whatever it is you're after. Okay. I just got a little advice. I better write it inside my hand here. And then wrap that whole scenario in light so the energies can keep continuing. And now remember, the team can replicate themselves, so you have a fresh table and the team is fresh again. And who would you like to bring in to help? Okay, see that person come in. And then they might have a specific issue. And let that issue either be shown or ask if there's any special other things that they would like help with. And then let them have at it. Fixing. Good work. And you can feel the energy buzzing through. And ask if there's any message for that person. And then wrap it in light. and let that scenario move aside so it can complete its work, even though we're on live radio and we can't hang around with it. And again, another replication and another team around a fresh table. And who comes in this side this time? Mm-hmm. Now I'm seeing several people, and if that happens, you just have several tables. Remember, this is our magic. This is our scenario. We can do whatever we want. So you have several tables there, and this, at least I do. And have the team work over the energy fields of these beings. Remember, change the energy, change the reality. They might even reach into the being and pull out something that's a congested energy field. Mm-hmm. Interesting. And then ask if there's any message. And then wrap that in light. And then now, before we leave the Galactic Healing Center, let's pick a political scenario you want to do something about. I think the political world has gotten a little crazy, or at least the polarities are getting more and more obvious. So pick a scene that you would really like to help with. And see that team working with that scene. I'm not picking it tonight. I'm going to have you create your own. Mm-hmm. And then see that light absolutely surrounding this situation that you're seeing. And then just infuse it with light. Remember that bringing light into situations gives everyone a little higher perspective. Mm-hmm. Then I think what I'd like to do also is close off that scenario and then have us call in the pink light again, a bright, bright pink light of harmony and goodwill. And bring it in through the top of your head and out your heart and have it flow with a really powerful movement to all the places on the world that are considered hot spots by you right now. Soothing, creating compassion, creating harmony. And have it go all around the world. And when you feel like you've touched all the hot places, I don't mean weather-wise, places that are struggling terribly, the strife that you see, then swath the whole world in that pink light and bring it back through your chest and then through you and back out into the universe. And then let's close off the healing center, the Galactic Healing Center. Jump into your star tetrahedron, give it another big spin and spin and spin and spin, and pop back into this room with me. And I'd love to talk to you. So if you'd like to call in about creating your reality, the numbers are, I feel like this is the Academy Award, and I'm the numbers are 888-815-9756. I see somebody who's really scared and you're just standing there and you're scared to phone. I'm saying, oh, poof, phone. 888-815-9756. That's the toll-free number. And then we have 3530 numbers. 530-327-7602. 530-776-5185. And 530-413-4522. I know that we can have some fun tonight, so let's talk about you creating your reality and what it is you're trying to design and do in your life and what's holding you down and what's holding you up. I see someone who is really blocked in the chest, upper chest, and in the throat, and seems like you're very heartbroken about a lot of things and you don't quite know how to step forward. And I want to say, let's do some energy shifting, because when we shift the energy, I don't know how many of you read the Michael Newton books, but a lot of the energy shifting that my guides taught me to do is what the second of the Michael Newton books, Journey of Souls and Destiny of Souls, the second book has an energy system that he claims is used between lives on the other side. And I chuckled and went, a lot of that is very similar to what they taught me. And as above, so below, and also the fact that if it is truth, if it is useful, it should be kind of a common thing, no matter how many different modalities we've all learned, right? Anyway, I'm seeing this wonderful woman who's had so much on her plate, and she's blocked from about the chin down to just above the breast. And that block is holding her grief in one place. It's also holding her shoulders in a very painful way. And it doesn't seem possible to her to create the reality she wants, because she's been so, what would we say? Her efforts seem to be stymied. And I'm going, there's something very interesting about you, my dear, is that you have, deep within your soul's journey, you have a very, very powerful task to accomplish. And so it seems that for you, first we will do, well, I'll read this first, okay, and then we'll do an energy clearing. But one of the things that you haven't done, and it's probably true for a lot of people, is you haven't sat within yourself and really asked to feel and experience what is your particular soul drive. Because what you're trying to do, and this has happened to me before as well, is to actually externally create something, but in your soul drive, there's a huge demand for you to unhook, or, and we would call it a purpose of your life, a purpose, not the purpose, that you have to unhook some way that your family life has been kind of curtailed. I would say that you came from a very alienated childhood where it was really hard to be, to experience kind of the truth of self. I don't think it was terrible abuse. It looks like people were kind of angry and held back, and nobody seemed to be coming toward the actual truth of who they were. And I feel like totally pent up throughout all that time. And right now, you're trying nobly to create the reality of your choice. But bottom line, it's because there's something in the soul that's demanding your attention, it's taking the energy away from moving forward with the reality that you're choosing on a more, what would we call it, on a more superficial level. And so if this sounds right for any of you listening, it's really important for us to take a few deep breaths and go back in and really ask ourselves, is what it is I'm wanting to create, is that in the truth of my soul's journey? I think when this woman, already I feel like your chest is hurting as if it's hurting like a heartbreak. And it seems to hurt more as we shift some of the kind of numbing blocks that have been there. That tells me we're en route to shifting a huge block. So I say to everybody, let's go in and really feel, let's ask ourselves and our higher guidance and our higher selves to really experience the truth of self, okay, and see it as harmonious or discordant or separate from what it is we're wanting to create. Because I think wanting to create without that deeper connection of personal integrity gets to be really difficult. So let's get back to my friend whom I'm picking on. And we're going to call in the guides and angels again, ask them to amp it up. And we're going to be shifting, sending some energy to shift and melt that tension that I mentioned was on around the clavicle or a bit lower and up through the neck and across the back, and to me represents how she is holding in order to create a reality that's to her preference, but is actually not yet in sync with what it is that would harmonize her journey on Earth with what it is she's doing. Does that make sense? It's to harmonize her dharma, her reason for being, with the external properties of her life right now. And I feel like when she does that, it's going to be pretty interesting how swiftly her manifestations take place. And that's what we want to say to everyone, is that, as many people have noted, with The Secret, one of the biggest problems is manifesting didn't work as well, or creating the reality didn't work as well, if people were, well, as Dwal Kool calls it, the tyranny of the subconscious. If people are being run by their subconscious and they're paying no attention to the emotional drives that are in there, then what happens is a lot of our manifesting from The Secret doesn't work very well either, does it? So one more time, I'm going to send the light up through the body. And for many of you, can draw it up through the perineum, which is the flesh at the very bottom of your torso, between your legs, actually. We're going to send it up from there, right up through the body. Good. And then shift that blocked energy just in time to answer our first caller. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi, Ronnie, it's Stephanie from Arizona.
Hi, honey, how are you?
Hi, well, you were kind of telling my story, so I thought I would call you.
I actually thought it was.
Yeah, well, I just, it was like, okay, well, you pretty much nailed it. So I was going to call you anyway and say, you know, where am I going from here? I'm not necessarily happy in what I'm doing and would like to create something else, and I'm not really there yet.
Well, so, you know what's interesting, Stephanie, I'm going back into your soul's drive, okay? And I believe that one of the issues, I think it is you that I was talking to, actually. Because
except
that you had a lot of abuse, and I wasn't saying, I see what, why. Okay, because abuse isn't the thing that you're having to deal with as much as what your soul is asking, or your lineage. I don't know how we decipher these things, but you're being asked to unhook from a lot of the family issues, not just the issues, but the actual family in this lifetime, in order to radiate a kind of a healing of the whole lineage. It's a huge job. And it seems like you're exhausted and you need another rest, even though you already had a rest, because a lot of what's going on in you is so deep and so demanding. It's incredible, hey?
Yeah, it does seem to be demanding and incredible. And I do feel, I do have more of my energy back. I mean, it's been, you know, I'm 50-60% functional, I guess is how I put it. Rather,
people at home don't know that you've been very ill, huh?
Right. Yeah. So I'm kind of coming back, and then, but I'm also going to go on a retreat for a few days on Sunday.
Good.
And be absolutely alone. So maybe I can work a little bit more on what's trying to come up, because I can feel it, but it gets stuck in my throat and across my chest and nothing moves.
Well, and what I'm seeing is that it's going to come up in terms of a big expression. So are you physical enough? Are you physically well enough to do some kind of vigorous climbing or something?
Probably not.
Because energetically... Go ahead.
I could do some vigorous channeling, maybe.
That would be a good idea, except that I feel like there's something lodged in the vibrational... Well, your beings would probably be able to break it up. It's like a hard pan underneath, and that's what's trying to break open so that a new level of yourself can present itself. And we can't tell you what it is you're going to be and do, because that's kind of in... It's not the birth canal quite, but I want to say it's... I want to liken it to a birth canal. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Sure.
Mm-hmm. And do you walk very much?
I haven't had the energy to walk. As a matter of fact, the last round was it hit my muscles, and it's just been within the last 3 days. So, no, I haven't been walking. You know, I'm lucky just to do normal, I'm lucky to get the laundry done.
That's I understand.
Kind of my function. Yeah.
Okay, so you could channel it out. Get your beings to pull. I know you're an energy person. Get your beings to pull it through, because it's just like there's this hard pan. And there's some big energy shift that's going to come up through that, and you'll find your life described very differently in a short while. And I want to say that we're all sending light for that.
Thank you so much.
Well, bless your heart. I know you do such good work, so Stephanie.
I shall carry on.
You certainly will. That's the way we do it, right?
Yeah, I'll check in with you when I get back from my retreat.
Have a good retreat.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Wow, that was a good call, but I believe it was her. But she's not the only one who's stuck like that, where there's some deep cellular drive trying to happen. And it seems to take, if we're vibrational vehicles of light, it takes the attention or the driving range of our vehicle. It takes its attention, and then things don't seem to work for a while, and people get more and more physically trapped or physically. And I'm just saying, and my guides are saying, that actually to call it forth and to really feel it and then send the energy through is a really wonderful way to handle it, instead of still trying to manifest the thing that won't work. You understand what I'm saying? So we're saying it's a high-speed time on the planet, and you've got to, as the guides always say, put this hands on the steering wheel of your mind. But you also want to make sure that you drop back inside and ask yourself every time if this is true to who you are. Is this true to your soul's journey? Is this true to what you were meant to do? Because I don't think things are working when they're not. As I said, Linda Sherman was talking about how this is the time of consequences, meaning when things are when you're just trying to get away from your own dharma and just get things done and create a reality that's superficial and external, it'll probably blow up inside of you, especially if you've got a very strong soul's journey like Stephanie has. Anyway, so I'm looking to see who else is out there. So call in, you guys. Come on. So I want to see who else is out there and what's going on with you. All right, there are several people that are really afraid to call in. There's one who has a lot of anger, a lot of suppression in her mind, her brain, and it's really preventing you from seeing. Oh, I see. Okay. So she's saying it's preventing her from actually experiencing what her, I guess she gets headaches, terrible headaches. And it's preventing her from feeling what's in the soul's journey, and I can sure understand that. I'm not always the best painkiller going, but what we'll do right now for this headache and for somebody else's, a number of you have got physical pain, what we're going to do is call in our guides and angels, and we're going to send some light through the perineum again and see if we can't raise the fields and frequencies so that the trap that creates the physical pain gets blown away by light. So focus on the perineum. That's it. And feel that we've got the violet fire moving up through the perineum, and I'll get your call in just a minute. And we're going to run that violet fire right through the body. Yeah. Until it touches the very top of your head. Get a little buzz up there. And then pop it through, maybe out to the great central sun. And for that one friend, we want to keep moving the violet fire round and round and round her head. Mm-hmm. That's it. I know some of you ought to go to the chiropractor, too. So, good evening. You're on the air.
I'm not approved.
What? What?
I said, I'm not afraid to call.
Well, good. Call in, girl. It's good to hear from you. I think you have to turn your sound down.
Yeah, there's the radio station. It's not me. It's the control room.
Oh, you have a speakerphone?
No, it's the radio station. I can hear the DJs talking.
Wow.
There.
Thank you. Those guys forgot to hang up.
I kept hearing talk while we were roasting in the violet flame.
How are you doing, darling?
My favorite. Well, I'm still being this like little hermit, and I just don't understand what I'm hiding out and what. I feel like I'm in a holding pattern like a plane waiting for I don't know what. When's my plane going to arrive?
Like a chrysalis or something.
Is that what the picture you get?
Mm-hmm. It's like you're steeping. You've got something going on inside of you. You're also afraid, though. I would take a look at the fear part.
Yeah, well, that's not a surprise, yeah.
Are you doing any art?
Yeah, lots of art, but I don't even go out and take it to the stores.
Do you like the art?
I love the art. Yeah, I'm having fun with the art. It's okay. I mean, nothing. I feel like detached from everything. I don't care. It's like everything's okay.
What do you want to do when you grow up?
Yeah, that's been the question for so long. I don't even care about that anymore. Just kind of tired of it all.
You are.
But it's not bad. It's not bad. It's not like depressed.
But it seems
like
you
whatever.
Have... It seems like you have a spiritual aspiration deep down inside and some kind of incredibly powerful understanding of what it's all about. That's what wants to rise. Have you ever thought of that?
Oh, definitely. It's been the only thing that matters, really.
Well, it seems like that's when you come out of your chrysalis. That's when you come out of your cocoon, is when you've gotten hold of that. And
mm-hmm.
I think do you meditate a lot?
Yeah, I go on my meditation journeys. I gave up on just, you know, meditating and being quiet. I kind of go to a place and hang out with the Blue Angel and Mother Mary and every day.
You do it every day?
Mm-hmm. When
because
I can't sleep at night because of the full moon or the solstice, I just...
Well, it seems to me like that's what you're on about. You're going to become a lot more spiritual, and you're going to be doing some pretty good service in a while.
That's all I really care about. Good.
I'm not worried about you.
The holding pattern will be over?
Mm-hmm. I think it's, I don't know when, I figured it would be over by now, but it seems like you're in a really nice little niche. It seems like it's very soft and safe.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. Yeah, cocoon, I like that. Okay. I'll just stick with that image.
Think of the term chrysalis.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You like that?
I do. I took the middle name Mariposa, which is Spanish for butterfly.
Oh, that's good, hey? Yeah, it seems really important that in this lifetime you get to some spiritual evolutionary place, and then you use that, and you'll use that to help people.
Hmm.
You're getting
good.
There, honey.
Yeah, I feel.
Anyway, I'm excited for you. It's going okay.
It's going okay. See, that's what I told you. I said everything's just okay. So I guess that's okay, rather than everything's a big drama or things hard. It's like okay is good.
Yeah, I think you're right. And but because it's gestation, and gestation has to be kind of a ripening, doesn't it?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll work with that, and I'll keep turning on the purple fire spit.
Good. You've been doing that a while. Keep going.
Okay, honey. Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Namaste.
Namaste. You know, that's really interesting because sometimes it takes as long as it takes for us to gestate whatever is our dharma, being our own soul's journey. So, hey, I got something to announce. I bet you a bunch of others of you are doing this as well. I'm entering the Oprah contest, the one, your own show contest. I don't know how many of you know about that. But I'd really like it if you would send in a vote for me. And I don't know how to do all that. So somehow I'll put, it's due on Saturday. There'll only be, I think, 4 or 5 days to vote, but I will figure out how, maybe if you want to look up the Oprah Show contest, they'll tell you how to vote for someone. Because so we're just completing my little 3-minute blurb that you have to put in. Now, some people already have millions of votes, but I don't have any yet. So I thought those of you who are doing Radiance by Design, my little Radiance by Design community might want to vote for me. What do you think of that? And the paradigm shifters as well. I'm doing a blurb about paradigm shifters is what I'm doing. So I'd really love to have my own television show, as you know, and this is an opportunity for that, or at least to intentionally gear my mind to it. And that's the way I'm looking at it. So it's kind of fun. I've got my makeup done and my hair done, and I've just been had my pictures taken, so we're making a little shoot here. Anyway, let's get back to creating our reality and so on. And one of the things that we're talking about, and I was talking about with the last caller, is a kind of an enlightened experience. And to me, enlightenment means, I don't know what it means to you. To me, it means a place. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
This is Joy calling from Canada.
Hi, Joy from Canada. How are you doing?
Good, but I have over my little granddaughter who's 5, and she heard you, and she heard you talking about the angels. And she says, Nanny, I want to talk to Veronica.
Oh, wonderful. What's her name?
Her name is Zoe.
Oh, hi, Zoe.
Are you there?
Oops. Yep, I sure am. Is she there?
Okay. Want to say hi?
Hi.
Hi, Zoe. How are you doing?
Good.
And you have an angel right around you. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
She's really pretty. What's her name?
My name is Zoe.
No, what's your angel's name?
Bubba.
What's her name?
My angel name is Bubba.
Bubba?
Yeah.
That's a wonderful name, but she can fly, can't she?
Yeah.
And can you tell her anything special, or does she tell you anything special?
Yeah.
She loves you, doesn't she?
I don't really live here.
Yeah.
I just go to another home because I just sleep over here. Because my mommy goes to work.
Wow, are you ever lucky, huh?
Yeah.
Is it fun?
Even the next door, my friend name is Ariel.
Oh, you and Ariel play together, do you?
Yeah. She has a bike, too.
She does. She also has an angel.
Oh, Ariel has an angel.
She does?
Yes, she does. It's a little different than your angel.
Did she talk to you before?
What's that?
Did she talk to you before?
Nope, but I can see her right now. Her angel is very beautiful, and each of you have an angel that looks after you, right?
Even they sleep together.
Wow. She
and
her angel.
A cat. Like, it's real.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
And I have a doggy named Olive.
You do?
Hi to Veronica now, so she can talk to some other people.
Bye.
Bye, Zoe. Be well and have fun with your angel.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you, Joy.
Thank you very much.
All right. Love to you and many blessings.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Sunny, that was fun. But enlightenment, let's talk about enlightenment for a minute. I'm thinking that really, to me, it means several things. Being lighter. And understanding the illusion. I often say I love knowing it's all an illusion, and every now and then I go, I have no idea what that means, because I feel like it's so hard. The world is so physical, you know, it seems hard to look through it, doesn't it? But in any case, when I think of enlightenment these days, I think of beyond the third dimension and really knowing that it is an illusion, and really feeling that peace inside, of knowing that it's way beyond, or knowing that we have so many dimensions that are all working together, knowing that consciousness is all around us and all of that. And I see it as a very magical space. And one of the things I wanted to mention is that there are several things that will block our enlightenment and, again, block our creating of our reality. And one of them is defensiveness. Have you ever thought about that? Because when we get defensive, I go back into energy, we defend something, and then our energy holds down harder, and our fields get really tight, and we can't really experience that incredible rush of enlightenment because we're busy holding our defense. So let's do a quick little defense exercise, and then we're going to do another one because I'm watching several people who are feeling frustrated because, you know, I'm talking about creating our reality, because the reality you want isn't as easy to create as you thought. And so you might be telling me, I've been working on this for days, I've been doing this and I've been doing that, and nothing's happening. I've been wanting a partner, but he's not showing up or she's not showing up. I've been wanting to sell my house, it's not happening. It would be very wise to drop inside and ask to feel what goes on in you that's working. For example, just let's drop inside and feel defense, feel defensive. Feel, where do the defenses land in my body? And when I asked that, funny, I got it in my body, my bone structure. Isn't that interesting? And I got it right across my chest. Trouble with doing group things like radio is I'm not sure if it's whose energy it is. But in any case, I started to ask myself to feel defensive. And I should have said, let's all surround ourselves in light so we don't take on one another. Yeah, I get it in my bone structure is what I get, which is very interesting because that's what holds me together and gives me shape. And so I want to call up, where do you get it in your body? And I want to call up and ask for help from our guides and angels. Let's call up all the energy of defensiveness, all the energy of defensiveness. Okay. And you know, and let's ask for help as we command total release of that energy now. Total release. Because we know that defensiveness doesn't actually defend us, does it? It takes a lot more to defend us. And it's defensiveness that we think works and will sort of, for example, if you're working with your solar plexus, your personal power center, defensive energy will prevent you from actually feeling your personal power at any given time, which throws us back into creating our reality. We are creating our reality. We're limiting it through our defensiveness. So how many of you felt that little shift that went on there from moving the defensiveness? A really good thing to do is to ask yourself every day to notice where you're defensive, where you hold it in your body, and what brings up your defensiveness. And now another one that I wanted to talk about that blocks enlightenment is resistance. Now, resistance is a funny darn thing, isn't it? It's something that comes up in my world when I don't know, sometimes it's like a knee-jerk reaction to something, and all of a sudden I find myself in resistance. It was Aravinda, I think, and Dwal Kul as well, both of whom talk about how resistance will block enlightenment. So that's, you know, because you don't flow in your personal power if you're in resistance. So let's spend a few minutes and do a resistance exercise as well. Or maybe you're resisting me, ha ha ha, that we can use you as an example. So wrap yourselves in light. Wrap yourselves in light. And let's call up in our body, mind, our own personal resistance. Resistance to what? Anything. Resistance to food. Resistance to being told what to do. Resistance to being, to authority. Resistance to, I don't know, pick a thing that we're resistant to all kinds of things. I want you to exaggerate resistance in your body, mind. exaggerate. You know what? It's in my arms big time. Where is it in you? And forehead. Okay, resistance to, I'll let you say. And again, exaggerate it. And let's call in the guides and angels again and ask for help as we command total release of that resistance now. Total release of that resistance now. You know, you might want to ask your higher self to, I'm laughing. I've got something to say in a minute. You might want to ask your higher self to show you another way to prevent yourself being taken over or swallowed up by decisions of all kinds that are made beyond you. So like you might use resistance to hold back, or you might use defense. But really there are other ways. I mean, of just staying centered, staying in the now, and then making a decision, right? And it's like following, and in some ways it's like following your soul's journey. If you're trying to manifest and nothing's happening, you might want to back up and go inside and see if there's something else you should be paying attention to. It's the same thing. Resistance to defense or determination and willfulness can actually block what might flow through you and manifest itself in the world. What do you think of that? Anyway, so I'm going to call on another person here, and this person is... You know, what's funny is I'm looking at a person, and then as soon as I did, I was going to start to say how she's got a kind of an anger. There's a male and female here, and then she backed up as if to say, no, you can't see me. I'm going to change that. I'll go to someone else. That was quite funny. Now, this person is really frustrated and struggling really hard, and again, I see it around the throat, back of the neck, back of the head. Remember, the back of the head holds the occiput, which is where we create our serotonin, which makes us peaceful and happy. And this person, I believe, is a male and is holding a ton of tension down the back of the head and the neck and the upper shoulders and the throat, and is very, very discouraged. I want to look and see why. And in his, he must have lost, I see, lost a dream or lost a job, is extremely frustrated with a corporate political situation, and he was in the battle. I see. He was in the battle, and he was thinking that he would make it through, but he was very much deceived by people around him. You know, what's very interesting is that people in power sometimes are really nice to each other. And as Linda Sherman pointed out, that doesn't mean they won't stab each other in the back. It depends who it is. Of course, there's some wonderful people in power. But anyway, this guy looks like he's really heartbroken because around him there was a lot of backstabbing. And he lost his political position in a corporate structure. I think he even lost his job, or he may have been offered a job that's lower because he didn't totally lose it. But he's really discouraged. And that discouragement comes from an iconoclastic thing, which means an experience which smashes your beliefs and says to you, gosh, I didn't think it was like that. I didn't think they were going to be like that. I thought people were honest and fair. And many people, when they have the kinds of experiences that just smash their lives, and it's really a surprise, and they have no expectation that that was going to happen, either get ill or really come apart for quite a while. This fellow is doing that. So I want to say, if you have any feelings in you, any of you, of those complete shocking devastations that happen in life sometimes, take a look at your body and call up something that shocked you or devastated you. Wrap yourself in light so we don't take on each other, okay? Wrap yourself in light. If you've got any memories of something that really took you apart, that really startled you, that really shocked you, call it up and feel it in your body, mind. Where is it? Yeah, and exaggerate that. Because our friend, going back to the soul's journey, our friend who's hunkered down and has this pain in his throat and his back, his neck, his head, and his upper shoulders and so on, if he calls it up and releases that feeling and can be really conscious about releasing that feeling, he has the chance to actually feel those nudges of inspiration that rise through the soul, because things are changing on the planet and things are changing in the collective, and we're all a part of that, aren't we? So his dharma wants to rise, and he will find himself expressing in such a different way. He will be a man who is going to employ others, who's going to start in a business. It's a business that's already happening, but he's going to have a whole new life. But his life has got to be measured by some kind of truth and some kind of personal integrity and some kind of pride. But remember, as we take aside our defenses, our resistances, or our iconoclastic disappointment and heartache, then what happens, you pull it up, feel it, release it. What happens is those spiraling lights of your own gifts and so on start to move up through your body, mind, and become, as I said earlier, inspiring. And then you begin to get ideas about where you're going to go or where it would be a good idea to go. So we're coming to a close, and I guess nobody else is going to phone. And I'm preparing. Paradigm Shifters is coming up on Tuesday at 8 o'clock. I'm not really sure who I'm talking to this coming week. I've got calls out trying to get people who talk about dying consciously, and a lot of people are very, very busy. I might actually rerun an old Aravinda, interview. They're very good for those of you who haven't accessed the archives or haven't heard them. They're really good about enlightenment and so on. So I think I might rerun one of those. And now, right after this show, join me with Jackie Salvitti and ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. I don't remember what Jackie's talking about tonight, but I know her team has been taking us on an absolutely wonderful meditation week after week. And so join us for that. And I'm going to end this show with a sound meditation a la Jonathan Goldman. Let's take just a few moments and sound out each chakra. As all of you know, they go red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. We're going to make sounds and end this show by sending higher frequency energies out into the collective. So thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design. And remember, vote for me. I'm going to be doing one of the Own Your Own show. I don't know what it is. The Own Network is the Oprah Network. And the contest is your own show. So vote for me, if you will. So let's do some sounds. Red chakra sound is the orange belly area, your subconscious, the sound is ooh, and the color is orange. Yellow chakra, your personal power center, sound is O. 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 And the chest is green, the sound is ah. This is your heart center. Make it really big and clear those old depressions and old grief. And then the throat chakra is where your wisdom comes through. You pull your wisdom out of all your life experiences and your soul's experiences. Your will works with the will of God. And the sound is A, and it's blue. A. And the third eye, the sound is I, like I. It's deep, deep purple. It's your sixth sense. And the top of your head is violet, and the sound is so let's do a long one and say goodnight.